Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour. Driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Rosie on the House this morning. Now, in our family travels through Arizona, we've been very fortunate to experience some of the most historically significant properties in the whole state. And in this Arizona Hour of Rosie on the House, we're fortunate to bring you another special guest representing a family-operated cattle ranch that dates back to 1935 as a cattle ranch. But of particular interest is that the ranch boundaries were established by a Spanish land grant dating to 1832, located in one of my most absolute favorite corners of the whole state. We'll be learning today of the Baba Kamari Ranch, just east of Sonoyta, Arizona, with Miss Ellen Williams, on-site ranch manager and Brophy family member. Miss Ellen, good morning.
Good morning.
And just to tell you how remote she is, you can get there in a sedan, but it's down a little bit of a dirt road. She's at the very end of the landline by CenturyLink, so we've asked her to drive to the top of a hill, get in her truck, and talk to us by cell phone. So, Ellen, I appreciate the extra effort this morning.
No, that's no problem.
And
not at all.
And I know the hill you're parked on, and you're looking out to the Huachucas across your Baba Kamari little valley there with the ranch down in it. I got to believe it's a beautiful morning.
It is. This is a really lovely time of year. Fall is just moving in, so the mornings are very crisp and cool, and so are the evenings, and then the days are sunny and warm. And this past month, we were blessed with rainfall. It just made things even a little bit nicer.
Like I say, we've been very fortunate to be to the ranch many times. And standing on the hill where Miss Ellen's parked right now, she could see deer, she could see antelope, she could see javelina, she could see turkey, she could see any one of three different species of quail. It's absolutely one of the most beautiful spots in all of Arizona, located right on the Baba Kamari River. It's the Baba Kamari Ranch, and she's seeing land that were first seen by European settlers in the 1500s. Talk a little bit about the historic impact of the ranch and the surrounding area.
I will try. I'm not the greatest historian. I have other family members that are better, but I know that I believe it was Father Kino trekked through here, and also there were I think it's the Supaibari Indian tribe for the was a native tribe. They were a peaceful Indian tribe. They were I believe more ranchers. I think they were nomadic, and then the Apaches were in this area also, and they created a lot of trouble for the European settlers, and there was a lot of, clashes and a lot of problems with them. The original Fort Wallen that was built here to help with the problems with the Apaches, is the remains of it is located on our property, going pretty far east on our property. We've had a few archaeologists out here that have think they found the parade grounds and the actual remains of the fort. It was then later moved to what is now Fort Huachuca.
And you're just west of Fort Huachuca by half from the hill Miss Ellen's parked at. She can look to the east, and she's seeing the north end of the Huachuca Mountains and Fort Huachuca. I'm surprised I don't hear any drones.
They were out earlier. Apparently, they're taking a break. I had them flying over earlier as I was out hiking this morning with my dog. But yes, we have we can see the actual fort from up here above. You can see the Huachuca Mountains, like you mentioned, the Santa Rita Mountains, and then the Mustang Mountains. And even further on, we can see the Dragoon. So we have quite a view up here. Almost see from one end of the ranch to the other when you're up here up top.
And then the Baba Kamari River flows right through the middle of the property. And of course, it's a beautiful riparian. I mean, I've been sleeping in the little adobe house there and been woken up by ducks and geese.
Right, and I actually, the ducks are migratory, and I actually spotted my first one today. We have a natural, what we call a natural cattle drinker up here, full of water from the rain we received last month, and there was one lone duck on it, but they do move in. The turkeys are here. They'll be moving out pretty soon. I'm not sure exactly where they go, but they migrate in and migrate out. Deer, like you said, are here all the time, antelope, javelina, quail. Doves were a little slow to move back in this year. I think everything was a little slow. We had a pretty cold winter. But we do have an abundance of wildlife. It's wonderful to sit in the evening and look in the Cienega and watch all the activity down there.
Now, talk about the size of the ranch. It's a peculiar shaped ranch until you go there and see why it's shaped that way.
To me, it kind of reminds me of the shape of the state of California. But I think the reasoning for the shape is to have the Cienega, the riparian area, to have the river on the property, but also have a lot of open rangeland for grazing. And that's something that we've been working on for years, is trying to control the mesquite, the catclaw, and to keep it open range, not only for the cattle, but for the wildlife.
Now, does the river flow year-round? Is there a spring that pumps out of it, or does it just run from rain runoff?
The river, it's very interesting. We have a group that comes out and maps it every year, and part of the river is underground, part of it's above ground. Certain years, it flows better than others. This year, we have more of it below ground than above. We're not sure why. We have a geologist, actually, that we're going to talk to tomorrow and set up where we can actually figure out what is going on with the river. We've had a couple of springs go dry. But yet again, we dredged we have a man-made pond below the main house. We did a huge project this year of dredging it, getting all the cattails out, opening back up.
Oh, wow.
And it is spring fed, so that's good. That's up and flowing. But we are going to look into why more of the river is going underground. We're not seeing as much above ground.
And how many miles of river do y'all have within your ranch?
Oh, I'm pretty sure the ranch from one end to the other is 22 miles, I think. So the river runs through it. I'm going to say for at least two-thirds of the property, the river's on our property. We do get a lot of requests from locals to fish because we have the only above-ground flowing water in the area where there is fishing. We can't honor all those requests, but we do, you know, try to give the locals a chance to come out and fish. And it's all catch and release. And, you know, as long as people abide by the rules and, you know, take care of the property and you know, be good stewards, we don't mind, you know,
well,
helping out.
I tell you what, Miss Ellen, being a guest of y'all's at the ranch, one thing I'd like to say about the Brophy family is y'all are a lot different than me. If I had that place, I'd put lock gates on the property. It would be my private preserve. And the amount that y'all share it with other people, it just blows my mind how generous y'all are allowing people to enjoy the ranch.
Well, we do, and I think that's just part of our family legacy, that we feel very blessed to have this property and to have held on to it all these years. And we do like to share it with others because it is such a special place, and we feel like we should share it with others, you know, to a certain extent. We do have locked gates on all the different ends, and most people are respectful of that. There's always a few that aren't. But if people are respectful and call ahead, and we're more than happy to share the place.
Pack out their trash. Don't leave a bunch of litter.
Right. You leave it just, come out here and leave it just as you found it. And then if that's the case, we're glad to share it.
And your family, if I'm speaking from memory, But I think y'all are the fourth title owner of the ranch since the King of Spain, since Father Kino gave it to the King of Spain in the 1500s.
Right, and I think we're actually the third after the King of Spain, because it was a Spanish land grant to the Elias family in 1832 by the Republic of Mexico, and then they fled because of the problem with the Apaches, and then Dr. E.B. Perrin purchased it, and I'm sorry I don't have the year. He applied for the whole grant, which was over 300,000 acres, but they ended up giving him 36,000 acres.
And that's the current, that's the size of the current ranch.
It's a little smaller now. It's about 28,000 acres right now, because as my father's generation aged due to maybe financial problems, health problems, they sold out their units. And in doing so, they're given land. And so it's about 28,000 right now.
Now, we're going to have to do a little bit deeper on the history side of things, because y'all mentioned Kino, Father Kino, both times, but I think he has more to do with over on Tucson. It was Marcos Deniza that first came in 1539 and was the one that claimed it for the King of Spain.
You may be right. I mean, we're talking Columbus era.
480 years ago. This was 81 years before the Pilgrims ever hit Plymouth Rock.
we're visiting with Miss Ellen Williams, a member of the Brophy family that currently owns the Baba Kamari Ranch, one of the most historically significant privately held pieces of property in all of Arizona. And you may be wondering, why are we covering it? Well, stay tuned. We're going to cover that in the next segment.